For more than 20 years, Holly Golightly has been a kind of lo-fi artist, offering up a spare, stripped-down sound that hits you somewhere in the midsection. They Say, from the latest effort by Holly Golightly and her musical partner, Lawyer Dave. He goes by Lawyer Dave. We'll just call him Dave for the time being. Together, they are The Broke-Offs, and their new CD is called Sunday, Run Me Over. Holly and Dave join us now from member station WUGA in Athens, Georgia. Hello to you both.
Hey.
Howdy.
So, I got to start off by saying, listening to this album, it's kind of got all the ingredients that you might find on a good soundtrack for a kind of religious revival, except the two of you are like these disenchanted youths in the back of the tent who decide to bail on the whole thing and go out and drink and curse by the river and maybe write your own music.
Yeah, that's not too far from the truth.
Pretty much.
Really? That's pretty accurate.
Before we get too far into this, let's explain what that means to our listeners. Let's give a little listen to the first song on this CD. Here we go. Someone who hosts a radio show that airs on Sundays, I gotta say, you know, what do you have against this day? The album title is called Sunday Run Me Over.
Oh, I love Sunday. There's nothing against the day at all.
Well, I mean, as we said, there is this very strong kind of revivalist sound to this musical quality. Dave, this was music that you grew up with?
Oh, no, not at quite the opposite, really. It's the kind of music that I wish they'd played in church. If they had, I'd probably still go. I don't really think of myself as being a horribly religious person, but I certainly do like the music.
But, Holly, you, as we might discern from your accent, you were born in London, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're really named after the character in Breakfast at Tiffany's?
Well, no, I mean, my mum was reading the book when she was pregnant. It's just the first thing she thought of. I think you have to name a baby within 6 weeks, and I think that was just what there was. She could have been reading something else, I guess.
And when did you start singing?
I started doing backup singing with some friends who were in bands, and it just, you know, it's their fault. Once I got into it and I realised that you didn't have to be that good, you just had to be really confident. So I just got on with it and I've carried on, really.
What's the collaboration like, Dave? How do the roles
kind He's of the wrong out? Person to ask. No.
She has more ideas lyrically than I ever will because she has a bigger vocabulary, I guess. But
is that true, Holly?
Very much so.
I mean, it is an obvious thing to say, but you both have these very distinct voices that reveal that you are from very different parts of the world. How is that to your advantage and disadvantage?
It makes me sound really smart, which I'm not. No, seriously. I think I don't think my accent is quite so noticeable in song. And when I first started doing this and people were buying records before I'd been on tour in the States at all, people were quite surprised that I wasn't American. And then I think that then I completely exploited that fact. And so now when I sing, I don't know, you probably have to be listening really, really closely to know that I'm not from the States.
What enchanted you about this music? I mean, this is a particularly kind of American style of song.
I got really into 50s and 60s R&B a long time ago, and I think through dissecting those, which essentially were gospel songs, everything sort of went back that I went backwards, you know, in my search rather than looking, reaching for the sky. I guess I just went, I sort of stripped it down to the thing that I put my finger on, what I liked about it. There's a formula to it that is meant and intended to make people feel like they know it before they've even heard it. You know, there's something in that. And that's what good church music does, really. It's inclusive.
Speaking of that kind of throwback sound, there's a cut on the album that's a little different than some of the other songs. This is your take on the Davis Sisters' 1953 country hit called I Forgot More. Let's take a listen to that.
I forgot more than you.
Lawyer Dave, if I could turn to you, are you a practicing attorney?
No, but I rarely lose an argument.
The collaboration, can you kind of walk me through how that works in the writing process with the song like Tank? Does Holly write everything and then Dave comes in later and adds his two cents, or how does it go down?
We have so many different ways of doing it that there isn't a standard trick to it, really.
Some are very easy to do, and some of them you kind of have to spend a little more time on. It seems to me like the ones that happen in about 5 minutes are always my favorite ones.
The ones that we've sat down at the kitchen table and written together, you know, they are the ones that we've been happiest with a lot of the time.
There is another cover on this CD, and you've taken a bit of liberty with it. It's Wayne Rainey's gospel number from 1960. It's called
Oh Dear.
We Need a Whole Lot Less Jesus and a Lot More Rock and Roll. Let's give this a listen. Setting aside the provocative lyric.
We need higher protection now.
Yeah. I just wonder, you know, what's more fun for you? Kind of your own creative process, writing your own music, or taking an old song and making it your own?
Oh, I don't. I mean, that was pretty fun. That was another thing that we did in about 5 minutes on the sofa in front of the television.
Yeah.
I mean, we were watching TV. You know, it's a different kind of fun, ruining somebody else's song.
The album is called Sunday Run Me Over. Holly Golightly and Lawyer Dave spoke with us from Athens, Georgia. Thanks so much for talking with us, you two.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Why don't you turn around, walk away? You are not welcome here. You cannot stay.
This is NPR's Weekend Edition, directed by Gemma Waters and produced by Ned Wharton, Tom Bullock, Elaine Heinzman, Hanzi Lo Wong, Chris Benderev, Tom Dreisbach, Claudine Abaid, Becky Sullivan, Sarah Amos, Claire Groden, and Jessica Reedy. Barry Hardiman and Jeffrey Bennett edit the program. Peter Breslow produced today's show. Senior editors are Martha Wexler and Sarah Gilbert. Sarah Lucy Oliver is our supervising producer, and the senior supervising producer of Weekend Edition is Bridget Kelly. I'm Rachel Martin.